Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Claude Feig. We begin in Labrador.
Another one tower.
If it was a big
Firefighters in Happy Valley Goose Bay are still battling a fire that erupted last night. It spread to an airport hangar where oxygen and nitrogen tanks were stored. Several explosions were heard throughout the night, and about two dozen people were evacuated from the surrounding homes. Monica Legg was one of them. A fire department spokesperson tells CBC the fire is now under control. In Israel, fears of an escalation in the confrontation with Iran are receding. Iranian officials are indicating that there would be no response to a strike near an important air base overnight on Thursday. The CBC's correspondent Chris Brown has more from Jerusalem. And we apologize for the technical difficulties there. After months of stalemate, the U.S. House of Representatives are expected to pass a bill today, a series of foreign aid to different countries. Lawmakers will vote separately on aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. U.S. aid for Ukraine had been stalled, with some Republicans voicing strong opposition. The measures include about $60 billion towards Ukraine. $26 billion is designated for Israel, including $9.1 billion towards humanitarian aid. This week's decision to ban Toronto Raptor player Jonte Porter from the NBA for life is raising questions about the state of online gambling in Canada. And it has some saying that Canada's single-event sports betting regime needs more guardrails. Host of the House, Catherine Cullen, has more. And again, apologies, technical difficulties throughout this broadcast. You can actually hear more on the House, in fact, the whole interview, right after the 9 o'clock edition of World Report on CBC Radio 1. The Stanley Cup playoffs begin today. A total of four Canadian teams are vying to bring the Stanley Cup back to Canada. The last Canadian team to do it was the Montreal Canadiens in 1993. The Toronto Maple Leafs are first up tonight, facing off with the Bruins in Boston. Tomorrow, Winnipeg and Vancouver will play their first games, while Edmonton plays its opening game on Monday. York Regional Police outside of Toronto are looking for witnesses after identifying a vehicle linked to a number of armed carjackings in the greater Toronto area. Investigators say a stolen white Acura was used in a carjacking attempt in Thornhill, north of Toronto, on April 7th and was found 6 days later. Three suspects were arrested. Police say they believe there are other suspects linked to this criminal network, and are asking anyone with information to contact them. And the search for a woman who has been missing for more than 3 years has potentially grim update. Police in Saskatoon say information gleaned from various devices seized as part of the investigation into Mackenzie Lee Trottier's disappearance has pointed them in one direction. And Deputy Chief Cam McBride says plans are in motion to begin searching the city's landfill. The multi-agency search is expected to last 33 days. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Claude Feig.